I think that it's silly to think that we don't know everything there is to know about the universe.
I would be careful. Look for ghosts, but also, like, be careful when you look for ghosts.
In the last episode, I talked a little bit about one of the most haunted places in Westminster, Maryland, which is the Opera House. In the 1800s, there was a performer who did a pretty controversial show, and the audience threw rocks at him and eventually killed him behind the Opera House. And apparently, it's one of the most haunted places in Westminster, Maryland, and his ghostly presence haunts the premises. The Opera House was converted into a house to be put on the market, so that just goes to show you may never know what disturbing history has taken place if you're buying a house, or anywhere you go for that matter. But I'm gonna decide for myself whether or not I think the Opera House is haunted. So come with me to Westminster, Maryland, and we will explore the premises of the Opera House. Okay, so I'm gonna call up my sister Maria, who's pretty much a paranormal expert at this point. I don't know if she actually, like, believes in ghosts, but, like, this might just be fun. I'm excited to see what she has to say and, like, what to look out for when I actually visit the Opera House.
I've always loved just, like, spooky things in general, fiction or nonfiction. I don't really know when my interest in, like, paranormal type stuff kicked off. I mean, I remember being, like, in first grade and trying to start, like, a ghost hunting team. I think we had, like, two members, one of whom was me. And I just loved, like, hearing about all, like, the supposedly true paranormal encounters people had.
Yeah, why do you think people are so drawn to, like, the paranormal?
That's such an interesting question to think about, because it's just, like, obviously people have been interested in this type of stuff for, like, literal centuries, you know? I think it's just the fact that we want to know that this isn't all there is to life, I guess. The possibility of there being something beyond this, and just sort of being a way to immortalize ourselves and the people we've lost and loved. But I also think we enjoy it because it just makes for a good story, you know? Like, I love ghost tours. I love, like, going around and hearing about the history of the place before all the supposedly haunted things that have happened at that place.
Yeah. Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, why not, you know? I think that it's silly to think that we don't know everything there is to know about the universe.
Based on your research, your years of ghost expertise, so what do you think are the things I should look out for?
If you're going in with, like, EMF meters or voice boxes or anything like that, detection is a big thing. You know, checking for just, like, spikes and, I guess, just the results you get on the meter. But then I guess the more tangible things that you could do without technology, you got, like, cold spots, sudden drops in temperatures that can't really be explained by, like, the air conditioning suddenly coming on or there being a draft. Feeling things touching you when there's no one there. Hearing weird voices when there's no one there. I guess just feeling like you're not alone when again, you know you should be alone.
Do you think it's a good idea for me to be looking for and to do an investigation or...
I mean, speaking as someone who has been on probably, like, 24 ghost tours at this point in her life, I think it'd be hypocritical of me to say no. But I would be careful. Look for ghosts, but also, like, be careful when you look for ghosts.
I just pulled up. I'm just getting the creepiest vibes from it. It's, like, the tallest building in this row of historic buildings. Apparently it was renovated inside, but the exterior still looks, like, extremely run down. The bricks are all old. It's just really creepy, so I'm just gonna come out of my car, park next to this creepy alley. I don't know what exactly I'm looking for. I'm excited to actually be in the place where the performer Marshall was murdered, so why don't I just come out? Opera House, built in 1854 as an old Odd Fellows Hall, served as the Opera House. Right now I'm walking outside, right around the back. I'm getting, like, really weird vibes. Oh my god. There are leaves rustling and it freaked me out. I thought there was, like, footsteps. It's eerily quiet. Oh my god. There's a really cool side door. It's really decorative. There's, like, security cameras. The scariest part being here was just the fact that there are a bunch of security cameras outside and signs that say no soliciting. And I was on such high alerts that the sound of a leaf, like, freaked me out. Like, that was probably
the scariest part. My heart literally sank. I was so scared. But I think if I were to rate this on a scale from like 1 to 10 based on spookiness or hauntedness, like 1 being it was totally fine and to 10 being like I was absolutely terrified, I would probably rate this a 5, just because I think the main part of my fear being there was just the fact that I knew that something so tragic happened and just the legend surrounding it. The fact that I could definitely tell I was not wanted there. It was definitely a pretty spooky experience.
So what do you think? Would you ever move into a house knowing its notorious dark history? Or do you think that it's just our superstitions and there's nothing to be scared of? Join me next week at Maryland After Midnight.